All right, buddy.
Okay. State Senator Bill Stanley, you're chairman of the 5th District Committee.
For one more week, yes.
Yeah, this is your last meeting.
Yes.
And what went on here today?
Well, what we had this meeting for was an appeal was properly filed by some members of the Campbell County Mass Meeting who believe that something improper was done in the electing of delegates to the 5th District Convention and to the State Convention. So they properly filed an appeal to the 5th District after the unit, the Campbell County Republican Committee, rejected their appeal. Once I had gotten that appeal, I noted a hearing for today, 1 week from the day that I received it, and we had a full evidentiary hearing where both sides were able to present their case, facts, testimonies, witnesses, and exhibits, and from that then the committee debated and fashioned a decision. So that's what happened today.
How do you think the meeting went? My observation was that it was far more civil than one might have anticipated. Would you agree with that assessment?
I tend to agree with that because I think ultimately the people that came here were very serious about their deliberations, considered the facts that were before them, and no matter whether they had a preconceived notion or not, made a decision based on what they heard today. And of course, we've all worked together for the past 4 years under my chairmanship to make sure that we get Robert Hurt reelected, and I'm sure we're going to continue to do that even when I'm not chairman. So I think what you saw is where the 5th District is at its best. It works together to find solutions and to get things done and to make sure that Robert Hurt is elected our congressman.
What were the solutions that the committee came to today? There were three motions that were passed. Just sum those up for us.
The first was to sustain the appeal. A motion was made to sustain the appeal, which is to grant the appeal, to find that it has merit, that something improper was done when it came to the election of those delegates to the 5th and to the state convention. On that motion, a ballot was held, and by a 17-16 vote, that motion carried. So the body of the 5th District found and granted the appeal. Therefore, the second part was then what would be the remedy. And the remedies that the body voted on and by a majority were as follows. One, that they determined that the delegates that were elected at the mass meeting at Campbell County on March 20th for the local 5th District Convention and the State Convention would not be seated. They then further made, by a majority vote, a recommendation that both at the 5th District Convention and the State Convention, that on the floor, that all properly pre-filed delegates who filed within the confines of the call of the Campbell County Mass Meeting be seated. Not just the ones that were elected, but that all be seated. And the third recommendation that they made was, or third action that they made, was that they decided to take no action on removing the duly elected Campbell County chair, nor any other officer, any other results of the mass meeting, or left without any kind of contrary action.
Okay, just one last question. You're retiring as district chairman. What recommendations would you make? How would you encourage somebody to be a district chairman, and what would you say to them, run away from this as far as possible?
That would be the first thing I'd say. Never, you must be out of your mind if you want to be a district chair, but it's been a pleasure being district chair for 4 years. But I think what we've always stressed for 4 years is local empowerment, that we understand that the Republican Party of Virginia is a grassroots party and that good party building comes from the bottom up, not from the top down. And so what we always try to do is educate our local chairman, get them organized, increase their memberships, make sure that they had their message out to their local people, that they manned the polls, that they knocked on the doors and they made the phone calls, the things that we do, and that they grow the party that way so our message gets out to the level where it's most important. And their number one function, their only function as a committee, is to make sure that we get Republicans elected, whether it be at the local level or, more importantly, Robert Hurt. And that is still, I believe, the function of this committee. It's always been the function of this committee to make sure that our good congressman, Robert Hurt, gets reelected, and I am sure that it will continue.
Well, thanks for your time today. Thanks for running a really good meeting.
Thanks, Rick.
So smooth. You really kept things under control. I appreciate
that. You're very kind. I appreciate the kind words. Take care.
Thanks very much.
Safe travels.
Great.